Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
You know, the leaves. What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz and another wild week here on the street, and just telling us that I think that we're correct and that the footprints are correct, that the markets have actually reached a top. We had jobs today, no big deal, nothing to really talk about, but again, that's something that we look at. But more importantly, I want you to get a feel for how we're working the footprints. And yesterday we played part of the Monday call, and today I want to finish and let you see where we identified things and what actually did happen, so you can kind of see what we look for. So let's get back to the Monday night call. Here we go.
The whole theory, the reason this is all skewed is because everybody's going down. You know, Ben Bernanke opened up the original Pandora's box when he went to the currency wars, when he decided to devalue our currency. Okay? And, of course, we see what the end result was. We ended up with the most expensive currency because we tried to manipulate it. We got caught trying to manipulate it. And because all the other nations, it's not a secret. They're all trying to do the same thing. So once your sales start to fall off and your GDP starts to fall, well, you got to do something. Well, the only way they can increase GDP is by lowering the value of their goods, their goods and services, by lowering the value of their dollar. That's why the commodities are in the crapper, because our dollar is so expensive to the rest of the world that it's hard for them to buy our commodities. That's the reason for slowing demand. Okay? Basically, they're in a position, there's no way out. There's only going to be one way out, and it will end the way it always ends, in an ugly mess, leaving a lot of people to pick up the pieces. And of course, based on history, we will be the ones that will be able to have to service the debt that'll be left by the banks once again. Because look, make no mistake, okay, and this is not to scare you or to tell you that we're going down tomorrow, because I have no idea when it's going to happen. Okay? I'm just telling you that history always repeats itself. And if you look at the actual picture, we have more debt today than we had in 08. Okay? There's more reasons to believe that now is worse off. The difference is that we keep peddling out free cash. So eventually, the money's got to stop. Now, when is it? I have no idea. Again, this could go on for another year. I mean, it could go on for 2 years. There's no time horizon of when it will happen. But you can guarantee that it will. Which is why I always encourage everybody that you have to be hedged all the time. It's because you don't have to think about it. Then you don't have to worry about it. You benefit in both ways of the market. Market goes up, you make money. Market goes down, you save your money, and you buy more equities. So, I mean, I'm a firm believer of always being in the market. I mean, I'm always 100% in. So, here I am. I'm telling you that I think we're going a lot lower, but I'm always 100% in, and I'm never getting out. Okay? Now, as long as I'm alive, I'll be 100% in the market. Okay. China manufacturing, no good. Again, lows they haven't seen in forever. Okay. And as I said, this is bigger than the subprime lending. And of course, the economists are in fantasy land. I mean, again, I don't understand what they can't see, but it's as clear as I tweeted out. I watch, I do a lot of CNBC Asia. So I always catch the, and this time of year, before daylight savings time, they're on at 4 o'clock Chicago time, and I'm friendly with the host on there, and I always tweet to them, and I was doing some work, and I heard Ponzi schemes, so I tweeted her real fast. I said, "Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the Fed," but anyways, our manufacturing down again, okay? GDP, how was that number? Under 1%, and it's going to be under 1% in this first quarter too. So we have no growth. We have no velocity of money. We have no flow. Okay? Not good. Okay? Now, the question I have for you is, doesn't it scare the crap out of you that we only rally when the markets get manipulated? I mean, it's got to scare you a little bit that the markets only go up when the Fed gets involved. Okay? I mean, there's something wrong in that entire picture. Okay? And that's just, you know, something that you look at. I mean, you know, you got to realize that the beauty of it is we really don't care. I mean, I only care about the long term for, you know, people that aren't protected, for people that have all their money in the stock market, okay, for people that are going to be in real trouble when the market does what it always does. Okay, because, again, there's no secrets in history. It happens all the time. I mean, go back and look at the look at history and look at all the major collapses in something, whether it be the stock market or whether it be, you know, the South Sea Bubble or the Tulip Man, any one of them. They're all the same. At the end, it's all the same. Okay? The four deadly enemies of any investor or trader is ignorance, fear, greed, and hope. Okay? Those are the worst things you can ever have. Okay? And that's what, unfortunately, that is what eventually will drive the markets lower, is when the fear strikes the people that don't have enough money, and they're going to start worrying that their nest egg is dwindling away and they're not going to have money, enough money to live, and then they go, uh-oh, I better make some adjustment. Okay? All right. Now, a couple of notes. When you take risk, just make sure that you can get paid for the risk that you're taking. Okay? You know, you're not trying to scalp out, you know, 30 and 40 cent trades here. Okay? When you take a trade, you're looking to make a nice hit. You're looking for 10, 12, 15%. Don't take a trade if you don't think you can make that. If you're going to expose yourself to risk, then make sure you have the reward on the other side. Okay? And one of the hardest things to do is forget the past. Okay? Now, what I mean by that is, you know, we look at stocks and you look at U.S. Steel. You look at GoPro. You look at Lumber Liquidator. I mean, I can name 1,000 of them. Okay? They were all one time way up there in price. First Solar. Okay? And now they're worth pennies. Okay? Don't think that they're going back there. If you find a level you want to get in, like I do own U.S. Steel. I'm not happy about it, but I own it. Okay? But don't think about where it was in price, because you're probably never going to see that again. Okay? And I guarantee if you see it, you probably won't be in it when you do see it. Okay? So don't worry about those numbers. Look for a qualifying area that you can get in and make sure you can make the reward to get out. If you get a miracle, great. But typically, when stocks start to fall in that fashion, when the rest of the markets are very strong, that is typically not a great sign. Now, I know why U.S. Steel is down, okay? But it doesn't matter, because I know it's still down, okay? Now, GoPro was a fad, and I always thought that was a worthless garbage anyways. I mean, we tried to play it here because I thought it was going to be wild enough for us to get in, but once it decided to go down, it just kept going down. So forget about the past when you're looking at something, and don't think that, you know, well, it was a $100 stock once, now it's six, okay? Because now it's six. That's what you care about. You don't care about what it was. Because, again, that goes back to something for Dow 6000. We might get there, but we ain't getting there tomorrow. GoPro might go back to 100, but it ain't going back there tomorrow. Okay? So you got to remember that when you're looking at all this stuff. Okay? Important. Important, important. Don't get yourself confused with garbage. Okay. Let's go to the Batcave. Let's go to the charts and see what's happening. Okay. American Airlines, Alpha Alpha Lima. Okay. So we thought 38 to 42. Okay, and here's the 38. You know, a little lower, but here's the 38. And here's, you know, back up. Now, again, we're just consolidating right here. We've made two attempts to peek through down through the lows here. When I said I no longer was interested in it, you know, I don't see any real particular reason to want to love this. I don't hate it. I just don't love it. I don't like the longer-term trend. If you look here, and now you're seeing the same pattern redevelop here. So is this the real pattern that's going to pick it to go up, or is this just another step on the way down? My personal guess is it's another step on the way down. I mean, certainly you would think, if you look at a chart of oil, that these should be much higher now. But did they over-anticipate and overbuy them in the beginning? Now, I don't think it's going to zero, but I tell you what I don't like. I don't like this is like a rounding top in here versus I like the round.
We'll be back with more on American Airlines after the break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back. Right, turn off the lights. We gonna lose our minds tonight. What's the... Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on this Friday before the Super Bowl. And, of course, we're going to give our selection. Of course, you already know who I picked, but we'll give our selection at the end of the day. We're going to continue with the Monday night call. And we left off with American Airlines just finishing. And let's get into a few more stocks and kind of see how they reacted. Here we go.
And this, to me, looks like it's just waiting for another opportunity to go lower. So, but 38 to 42 is still good, but you might want to look at 41. I mean, I would be more inclined to want to get short this at 41. Okay? I don't want to buy. I am not going to buy it. How about that? Not only do I not want to buy it, I'm not going to buy it. Okay? I don't think it's a buy. I think it's more of a sale if you can get the right price for it. But, again, the pattern just doesn't look like it wants to go up. It looks like it's making a pattern that wants to break down. Now, if this changes, okay, and this, like, turned over upside down, okay, then I could live with it. But for now, this still looks sort of its way lower. So I'd love to get in at 41 if I can and short it and watch go down and see what happens. Okay? Apple. Alpha, Alpha, Papa, Lima. Okay. So we thought 92 was a buy. 92.39, pretty good. Pretty good call. I got to give myself a little pat on the back. But again, whether you bought it or not, again, I'm not a big fan of the buyer either. I was just trying to play the overall level. Okay, I thought that we could get there. I knew we had earnings. Okay, and, you know, of course, $18.4 billion earnings for a quarter, the biggest in history, is not big enough. But now what? Well, I think it's a sale. I think it's going lower. I think it's taking 92 out. Okay. However, again, you know, if it goes back to 92 and you want to take a stay after the long side, I have no problem. I think that's a good, legitimate, honest level. But now that I have earnings out, I mean, I'd be a seller at 98. 98 to 100, I'd be a seller. Okay. I think it's got no chance. Okay. I think that, and the volume is telling me they're not very enthused about the buying they're doing in here. Okay. So we'll see. Again, the overall pattern is not good. It's ugly. It looks like it wants to go lower. It's going to test out the low. We've had nothing but artificial buying. So, but, you know, 92, you can step in, and 92, 98 to 100. That's how I see it. Holy Christ, we haven't missed all these questions. Wow. Walmart closing their hundreds of neighborhood stores. Yeah, I know. Not good. Hedging is fantastic. Portfolio hardly down. Made a lot of cash and keep collecting dividends. God bless you. I told you it was good. Nah, I'm good. I'm happy. I love that. It's a great story. And I get a lot of those emails, so I'm happy for you. Fed Prime is a pump. I'm unfortunately getting used to it. Yeah, I know you are, but you're a little bit of a gunslinger, my boy. Would you characterize the Fed as similar to a bad blackjack player who sues up more knowledgeable players as they? Yeah, I could do that. That would make sense to me. I mean, again, they're smart people. I can't take away. If people go to MIT, I couldn't go to MIT, but I got to give them an F for common sense. Look at FCX. I'll look at FCX later. Remind me, when you see the water going out to the ocean and fish flopping around on the beach like in Asia, you should know what's going to happen. When the 10-year is getting this high and only paying 1.93%, you should know what's going to come next. People should take your hedging course. Thank you. They should. U.S. Steel, you can just sign 3-year contract, covers 18,000 members. Good. How come all the airfares have gone up? Is that because of the political climate? Yeah. It's because we're getting more traveling. We're getting closer to spring break again. You know, listen, for whatever reasons, they'll job you whenever they can. Okay? All right. Back to the scorecard. Amazon. All right. Alpha, Michael, Zulu, November. All right. So we said solid at 660. We didn't get there. That's unfortunate. Sad. Because I'd love, believe me, true story, I like nuts to short this all day on Thursday. Okay. I couldn't get in cheap enough. And I didn't want to take the risk. Of course, I wish I would have now, but I couldn't do it. Okay. But sure enough, 640 was where it went to, not instead of 660. All right. Now, I mean, I'm not a fan. I can never buy the stock at these levels. I just, again, I'm not a fundamental guy, but I believe they're going significantly lower over time. Now, again, we could go a lot higher before we eventually achieve that. I think 570 is probably a reasonable level to look at for those of you who want to play this. I think it's probably 570 to 610-ish. Okay? I mean, that would be the levels I would play. I would be much happier to sell it than to buy it. But I think you can play either side of this trade. I wouldn't pick a direction, you know, and say, hey, this is when you can't buy or you can't sell. I think this one you can play either side. Again, I'm not a big fan at that 570 area, but I think the level is significant enough. I think it showed you here when it tried to bust and then came right back up. Okay, you could see there were some anxious buyers in here. So I think you'll see some buyers come in. I mean, this is still a very popular stock among the street, as they say. Okay, so I certainly wouldn't, you know, 576.10, I think it's fine. Baba. Alibaba. All right. Well, now, I was wrong here. I thought that he'd probably get a bounce. Well, he did get a bounce, but again, I don't take credit for, you know, for trades that, you know, you had to be a professional to trade it and be, you know, be able to, as I like to say, see the backs of the cards. Okay. But at the end of the day, you look at it and, you know, 66 looks to be a pretty good level. I mean, again, I'm a fan of this right now because it's so related to China that I'm afraid of that portion of it. But I think 66 is probably a good spot. You could probably make some money there checking in. I mean, look at the earnings. We went all the way up to 74, so I was actually right on my bullish call. Again, I don't take credit for it. I'm just saying that I could kind of feel that, but we did kind of go to a resistance area and then immediately fail. I think 66 is probably a fair entry if you want to play it. Okay. And I think, you know, probably if you're aggressive, you can look at 70, 72, 74. Okay. But certainly 66 is okay. All right. CSIQ, Charlie Sierra, India, Quebec. Okay. Now, we never got to where we wanted to go. I thought this would be a buy. I thought we would follow through and get some downside. But now look what happened. And this is the exact opposite of what we looked at American Airlines, right? This is kind of making a rounding bottom. I wish I could draw that there, but it's like a smiley face. Okay. So we didn't get down to an objective we wanted to see it get down to. So now what? Well, you know, again, I think 22 is probably resistance. I'm not a big fan. Okay. I don't really have I'm going to call this neutral. I mean, I would be a seller at 22. Okay. And I'd probably look to buy it, you know, if it got all the way back down again, but I'd really want to look at it before I commit to that. But I think that you're probably going to see a little bit of a pop here. It looks like it's going to try to go higher. You know, it's a little bit similar to this right over here. Okay. They're not exactly, but they're similar. And I think you might see a little bit of an attempt to run up. But I'm going to call it neutral for our call here.
And, of course, you know, again, you have to look at levels. You've got to focus on what the task is at hand. And it really comes back to the footprint. Again, you know, you look at the markets and everybody goes, oh, they're really wild. Well, they're really not that wild. They're really doing what you would expect based on the footprint that you're looking at in the market, because the footprint does give you the actual understanding of what may or may not happen next. But what you're really doing is you're playing, as we always like to play, a probability model here. And the probability model suggests that that's where we should expect to be. And if we can pick that out, then mathematically, we're always going to be in a great position versus wondering what was wrong. And that's something that I always want to make sure that you understand, which is what we work on the calls a lot, is to how to understand the best possible spot for mathematics. Because at the end of the day, that's where we are. And, you know, as you know or don't know, I do a Sunday and a Monday night call. We're offering a special now, going into the new quarter and the new year, a little past the new year. But make sure you go to BubbaTrading.com and check it out, the Bubba Investment Suite. You get the Sunday, Monday night call. Anyways, we're going to step out here for a break. Make sure if you ever miss an episode, they are at LibertyTalk.fm, always on demand for you. So you go, make sure you go there and check it out. Make sure you check out everything at BubbaTrading.com because we've got some great deals for you. And we're going to step out here for a break and we'll come back with more of the Monday Call after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz on this Jobs Friday.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on this Jobs Friday and Nothing Jobs Friday, where we're just whipping around as usual. But again, we believe that the overall pattern is lower. And of course, you're getting that feeling from listening to the Monday night call, which we were well ahead of this. But let's get back to Monday night right now.
Diamonds. Delta India Alpha. Okay. I said, I'm not a buyer. And I said, look at 162. So sure enough, you had no problem getting in at 162, and it went all the way down to about 158, and before you knew it, it was at 164. All right, now again, you know, if we would have known that Japan was going to have a negative rate policy, you know, it was disgusting too, because I was just getting ready to go to sleep and my phone buzzed, and usually when I'm if I'm asleep I don't hear it, but I was like half asleep, and I'd driven to see my son on my way down to Nashville and then Alabama. And I looked at my phone, I got the headline, I go, oh, geez, this is going to be a long day tomorrow. And I just turned my computer off because I didn't want to get up and look because I knew that we were going to the moon. Okay. But so here we are, you know, 166, this ties in right with the Dow. You can sell, you can try to short it here or 166. That's up to you. I mean, if you're doing it here, it's aggressive. Okay. If you wait, you know, then you're probably better off. It's a little safer, okay? Probably a more solid footprint and a lot less grief if you get there. The only question is if you get there. But again, don't ever make a trade because you're not worried about getting that level, because there should be thousands of trades throughout the year. So if I miss one, I'm not going to worry about it. And I never panic to get into a trade. If you miss it, you miss it. So what? Ain't the end of the world. EEM. Echo, Michael. Okay. So I said, I thought you could buy it. Interesting enough, look what happened. Okay. Now, again, I'm not bragging. I'm not taking any accolades for this. It's just interesting that it did pop, you know, after we thought that it found some sort of a level. Now, again, I'm not a big fan here. I think that, you know, this is, you know, more of these emerging markets. But you got to watch 30 now. I mean, you know, look at 30 as a potential spot to get in. I'm not going to play it myself. Okay. I'd like to see it to fill this gap here and get like the 32 and change. Okay. I'd rather be a seller there myself, but I don't trade many of these. These are one of the ones I put on just to give us some extra stuff to cover, some different stuff to cover. And I don't spend a lot of time in here, you know, unless it's at a real drastic level, but just the way of reading it. I mean, you got to watch 30. I mean, it held 30 pretty good. And, you know, maybe it's going to go from here. But I would be more inclined to be a seller around 32. And then EWZ, Brazil, Brazil. Okay. We said they could probably bounce them down here. Look what happened. Pew, pew. All right, now, I think this is a good sale at 20. Okay. Now, this is a perfect setup. Tell me if you're right. Okay. Remember, I opened up the call. But it's a great spot. Okay. You've got a gap to come down and fill anyways. You're up coming up against the resistance. This is where we broke down from. Right around, you know, just over 20. I mean, I'd be a seller, you know, around 20, 20, 50. I mean, I think that's a great area to take a look at it. Okay. I think, that, you know, they pushed up, and you can see we had a big spike up and then higher again today, but on less volume. And as the volume dissipates, the buyers are starting to run out of bullets, and I would look for it to go back and resume the trend. As far as buying, I wouldn't look to be a buyer until it came all the way back down to the lows. Okay. Facebook, wow. Whew. My goodness. My God, Magnum. All right. Earnings unbelievable, spectacular. 111 to 1 PE ratio. 3 dramatic spikes up in a day. Now, I normally don't do this, but if it's me, oh, I already am short. I'm looking for a spot to short. Okay. There's no really good spot. I don't have an honest spot to say this is a number. I have no basis here. This is simply that a stock has gone up basically 20% in 3 trading days. It just doesn't, this is not realistic. Okay, now, again, how big the break will be the question. My guess is, before the end of the first quarter, possibly, we fill this gap. That's my personal opinion. Okay, but at the end of the day, I don't have a number to give you, okay, because whatever you do up here, you're gambling. Okay, if you sell it up here, you're gambling. I don't have a problem with that because, again, we're taking the probability side now. We're saying, okay, well, it's leaped up every day. At some point, it's got to stop because they always do. You know, everybody thinks it's never going to stop. I'm just going to show you one other chart real quick because I have this conversation all the time in the farming community. Okay? I just want to show you this real quick. Okay? See, everybody, this is never going to stop. Not going to stop. They kept saying, well, why don't you want to be a buyer? I said, because the level tells me that this is where I want to sell it. And sure enough, boom, came right back down. I said, it would fill this gap, and I want to be a buyer down here. Okay? It doesn't matter what the chart is. They're all the same. Okay? Here. Look at this. Same thing. Okay? Here. These cannot exist forever. They have to come back at some point. And again, it doesn't mean they won't go up eventually. But at some point, you have to know that a parabolic range like that will not sustain itself. It's unsustainable from a trading standpoint, from an investing standpoint. It cannot go up forever. It has to have some retracement. The farther this goes, the more it's going to fall when it comes back down. Now, if I look at this, I'd say, hey, I'd sell it right here, 115, but I'm willing to hold a little bit. Okay. And I wouldn't look to be a buyer until it came back to at least 108. Okay. Now, certainly it could come down and consolidate up here. That would cure the overbought condition. Either there's two ways to cure that. Either the market consolidates up there, which is possible, or it falls all the way back down, which is also possible. I think the greater likelihood is it falls. Okay, so I'm looking to be a seller here, and again, I pick a number. I'll say 115. Okay, and I'm not looking to cover until 108. Now, if it gets back to 108, and you say, you know what, maybe this looks like a good spot, probably is. Probably an opportunity. That was the old high. It should hold in, at least temporarily. But again, stocks just don't go up 20% in 3 days and without looking back. FireEye. Foxtrot Echo, Yankee Echo. Okay. And I said this might bounce from here. This is as dead as they come. I mean, again, there's obviously a problem. There's virtually no interest. You know, I think this was like 50 or 60 bucks, right? Not that long ago. I mean, there's no interest here. I mean, you know, I guess we don't care about cybercrime or they're not good enough in that field. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't follow the actual company. I just know kind of what they do. Again, I would say the same thing as I said last week. You could see some sort of a bounce. You got earnings coming up. Probably best to stay away. Now, these are ones I don't like to gamble on, okay, because I don't know if it can bounce. You know, we tried it in GoPro and I tried it in LinkedIn. And they were two mistakes, okay? Well, I don't keep making the same mistakes over and over again. I don't know if this has got enough to go anywhere. Now, some people like it. Okay, overpriced product in the field. Got it. Okay, there you go. So there's somebody there's somebody who says it's overpriced. There you go. So fundamentally, it's no good either. And again, people will look at it and people will try to buy it. Hank, which stock are you talking about, my man? I didn't look up right away. I don't always look up though at the questions because I get confused, and I'm old. Okay, so overpriced. Now again, you know, the level wise, you probably have some support down here around 14. But my guy is telling me it's overpriced, and I'm looking at a stock that looks like a sick dog. So do I really want to get into it? Probably the best answer. We probably want to replace this one with something else. But we'll watch it for another week and see what happens. But, you know, if I'm getting somebody who's in the industry telling me that it's an overpriced product, okay, and there's other things to do it, then maybe it's just not one that – maybe it's just not one for us, because Ivy the Vine has been very pathetic as well. First Solar, Foxtrot Sierra Lima Romeo. Okay. All right, so we thought 66 was a good level, and it was good for about 5 minutes. Actually, it was good for 2 days. The other day, here we are, we're breaking out again. So, you know, obviously, there's something going on in the solar space a little bit. Okay, how do we know? Well, we looked at two so far, and they're both trying to go higher. Okay, so there's probably some news coming soon, or it's already out, and I didn't see it, but I don't care because I just look here. The other day, we broke out above. So now, the converse, we got to say, okay, 66 would be support. Okay, so now where's the next resistance? Well, probably 72. Be a level to look at. Okay, you know, probably 66 to 72. And certainly, in my view, I'd much rather be on the short side of this, but I would trade into the side of this market here. Okay, and I'm just going to go back to Facebook for 1 minute.
And, excuse me, after we look at Facebook, we're going to figure out what's going on and give you the rest. But, again, this is a Jobs Friday, and markets are doing as expected. I don't think there's anything out of line here. I think you've got the information in front of you, and the footprints will hold out as they always do. And that's something that we always want to make sure that you completely understand, you know, that it's really about the probability and the footprint and nothing else. And that's always something that I want you to understand, which is why when I teach the futures day trading class, you know, we work on how to part-time day trade futures. I think that's something that you should look into if you like the futures market, and also the hedging program. These are two programs that will increase your earning power and give you a better shot and also make you a better trader and a better investor. Now, if you ever miss a show here, you go to libertytalk.fm on demand. That goes for the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge. And one thing, if you're not checking out the BubbaTrading.com and the blogger right now every day, you're missing out because we're doing some pretty good stuff and we're typically way ahead of the curve. But for now, we're going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back on this Jobs Friday after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show on this Jobs Friday. And boy, I'll tell you, the markets are setting up for one hell of a move here. You can just see by its trading. I think it'll be down, but I can't say for sure. I've got experts that are calling for it to make new highs first and then go down. We'll see. But let's get back to the Monday night call and see what I had to say for the week. And you can kind of get a feel for what we do. Here we go.
FXI. Okay, the Chinese ETF. I thought we could buy this at, you know, 29.50, and we got it. Okay. Now, is it a great trade? No, it's not unbelievable. But again, I just thought it was a reasonable entry point. You know, if you wanted to look for a spot to play China, you know, right here was a spot. Now, you know, am I thrilled? No. I mean, it's not like it's an unbelievable one. I'm always more cautious with these, you know, because they do get so much action or so much energy overnight before I'm even getting ready to trade. But, you know, I think that looks okay, and I think probably 30 is probably an okay level to look at it. You know, you know you've got the Chinese government there, you know, manipulating away and trying to make sure. So you've got some good forces going for you on a stock that's beaten down. You know, I'd look at it, and I'd say probably, you know, 33-ish, 32.50. I like 33 better. I like right here is a good spot to sell it. Gilt. Golf, India, Lima, Delta. All right. So we thought 86 was good. Now, certainly, you could have stepped in here, which would have been realistic. I mean, it's close, but it would have been realistic. And, of course, if you didn't, great, because it collapsed. And I was getting earnings this week, so, you know, not much to do. I mean, but certainly, I will say this. I have a bullish position going into earnings here. You know, it's tied to options. So I don't have a dramatic amount of risk, but I am long, okay? But I would not suggest that to anybody, and, you know, unless you use the strategy that I use, because I don't see a purpose for it, you know, for you to get involved here, right? There's not, you know, there's no reason to gamble on this stock. I mean, certainly you can go to 60 as fast as you can go to 100. So I don't see any purpose for that unless you're going to play, you know, an options play that's to create a synthetic position. But for us, we'll be neutral until it's the earnings are over. Gold. Gulf Lima Delta. All right. So what did we say? We said wait for 110. Okay, that's what I'm waiting for. I think at 110 you can take a whack at it. Until then, I'm not selling it. Again, I just don't see the edge. We're going up. Now, we're going up a little quicker than I'd like from here. But, you know, again, I'd say 106 is a buy probably. You know, 110 I think is a good spot to take a whack at it. We're breaking out. We've been operating nicely. It's been trading very true to form. And we'll see. So 110, 106. Google. All right. So we know his earnings, okay? And our levels are pretty good, okay, until Friday. Okay, look at that. They were actually dead on, okay? All right, look at that. You could have sold it at 750, bought it back somewhere. And again, this I'll say you should have covered, okay? Not at the bottom, but somewhere on the way back up. I mean, that was a pretty nice move. Now you got to look to profit. But then if you resold it, you would have got trapped. But that's all right. I mean, again, you'd have been out, you know, you'd have been out on Friday, so you wouldn't have lost any money. Because there's no way you could carry that into the earnings, because you'd have to be out. So, you know, again, now where are we? Well, we're trading about 800. I think it's all, is that an all-time new high? I think that's an all-timer. I'd look to be a seller at some point. What I'd probably look for, truthfully, is if it fails to stay over 800, I would use 800 as a spot to short. HYG, Hotel Yankee Golf. Okay. I said we could try to buy it at 77. We never got there. Okay. Interesting enough, they must have heard me talking. We held. Okay, here. Now, again, you understand this product, right? This is high yield bonds, which they continue to knock the crap out of, which is telling you that there's a problem. That's the message you should be getting. Again, just because I tell you there's a problem, doesn't mean the problem is going to happen tomorrow. You know, I want everybody to be clear that, first of all, I only trade one level at a time. You know, even on TV, I won't get into their games where they want me to make these ridiculous projections. Okay? I'm only a one level at a time guy anyways. But this is an indication of future problems. Okay? And that's because when high-yield debt keeps getting cheaper, which means there's a huge demand for high-yield debt, so they don't have to pay as much to give it to you, for you to take the risk, that's the problem, okay? And that very much mimics the housing crisis, okay? And I don't want to put that one in your mind because that's what just happened, and that's what we're talking about all the time. But it just mimics, it's a bad sign. When people are chasing bad debt to lend money to, which is really what you're doing, right? When you buy a bond, you're lending money. Now, when you lend money to the government, at least you have the full value in credit. When you go to the other ones, you don't have bupkis. Okay? That's why there's such a spread and why junk bonds and high-yield bonds always pay such a high rate, because there was a good chance they could go bust also. So I think this is a buy at some point here. Again, it didn't get down to a level. I would look at it at 78. Okay? But again, you're fighting against a battle of people that are chasing for yield. And I'm not a seller at any price right now. Okay. But this is what this is. This is people willing to take. It's like I give you a dividend on a stock of 5%, but so many people want to buy it that I can cut the dividend at 2.5%. Okay. Because I know that the markets are desperate. Okay. That's the problem here. IWM, India Whiskey Michael. Okay. 95 was a spot. We never got there. Notice how we stopped. And, of course, we exploded to the upside. And we said on the other side, 102, 104. and they're pretty good, right? That's right where we went. And that's what I'm talking about. That's the footprint that you look at. All the indexes that we wanted short, we were right near the action. Okay? Now, does it mean that they won't go through tomorrow? No, it doesn't mean. I mean, we go higher tomorrow. Again, I'm not saying we're not going to go up. I'm just saying that that's what you look at when you can identify that spot in a market and hold yourself together as long as it's not taking you out. Okay? In other words, we have a spot in all markets and where we exit a trade. We have a puke point or a stopping point. As long as you're not stopped out, then you should not have to worry about it. Okay? And you should not look anywhere further than that. Okay? And that is the whole key to the game, is recognizing that's where we're at. So right now, this would be a great opportunity as a short position if you choose to. You know, some of you don't trade the short side, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay? I just like to trade both sides. That's what I like to do. So I would be certainly a seller at 103. I mean, the truth of the matter is I'd be a seller right here somewhere. You know, it doesn't matter. Here, I'm quabbling over pennies now. Okay? I think we're going all the way back down. Now, again, the first area to look at would be probably 99. So from here to 99, if you go by what we talked about earlier, the risk-reward maybe not so great here. But again, we got to remember, the problem with these stocks, $100 stocks, is they don't really trade like $100 stocks. They trade like $50 stocks. Okay, that's what you always got to keep in mind is the, you know, they call it the average true range. How much do they move in a day, you know, versus others? Okay, because obviously we look at a lot of different stocks, and some of the stocks we look at that are cheap in dollars trade like monsters. And some of them that are expensive in dollars trade like dogs. So it just, you know, here you got to weigh it out and the value of what you can get. Because you're probably not going to get 15% on the IWM, at least not on the stock. So you always have to weigh that value. But again, to me, it makes sense because you don't have a stock that's going to move that much either way, right? I mean, it moves, but for a $100 stock, it doesn't move very much. Google was sell at 800 if it breaks below it. Right now, it's over 800. It's 807. I want to see it go below 800, and if it stays below, I'm going to sell it. I have no buy. Okay. LinkedIn, LN, Lima November, Kilo Delta, 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 Delta. Okay, earnings this week, nothing to do. Last week, we thought we could buy it at 190, and look at that. Look at that. See, again, here's the footprint. It's right here, sitting here waiting for you. Okay. Now, again, you're not going to be always going to be right like this. It's not going to always be this simple. But it was very simple. It went there, you waited for it to turn around, you bought it, boom. You know, 8%, couple days. Now, it's got earnings, whatever. Now, here, you know, LinkedIn typically has some pretty good action earnings. I would be looking to be a seller.
And, of course, LinkedIn actually broke quite a bit on earnings, but that's not the point. The point is that we're prepared, we've got the footprint, we're ready to rock and roll. And unfortunately, that'll do it for today. Make sure you check out every episode on demand at libertytalk.fm. This has been the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Hope you enjoyed the presentation, and everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and my pick is the Denver Broncos, the same one I made before the season started. Have a great weekend, everybody. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you later. I got a feeling.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.